break every chain. 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 Break every chain.
Good afternoon and welcome to Swag Talk. Good afternoon and welcome to Swag Talk. Well, prayerfully, you heard the prayer.
Just talk.
Okay. Good afternoon and welcome to Swag Talk. My name is Carolyn, better known as Bubbles, and I'll be your host for tonight. Springlin.
My name is Spring. I'm your co-host tonight for Swag Talk. Welcome.
Okay, Sisters Working Against Gang Violence is a nonprofit organization, and we work in the community to try to save lives of young people that are gang members or former gang members. We've all lived that life, and we're trying to prevent what we went through as opposed to what's going on with the kids now. So today's show is going to be about what we could do as a whole to stop some of the violence in our neighborhoods, what we as sisters could do to save some of the lives of the younger women that are out there. Some girls are out there sex trafficking. Others are involved in drugs. Others are getting gang raped. Just problems of life that kids are facing. So we're asking that everyone just give your opinion. Help us to decide the things that we talk about weekly. We want everyone's input. And so I'm going to start the lines. I'm going to start the lines open right now. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Welcome.
Who's calling?
Mark.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm doing good.
Welcome to Swag Talk.
Okay, Mark, you sound a little shy. Is this someone we know? You can give me the name that I know so I'll know how to talk to you and what to ask you.
All right. It's Tim. I'm Bubbles.
It's Hey, how are you?
I'm all right.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Okay, what do you think that?
I'm a little sick.
What do you think that we could do as a community or as a neighborhood to help save youngsters' lives so they won't have to go through what we've been through?
Well, first, I think like the older people in the Black community should show more concern and consideration for the younger lives. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think people really care. Like, we don't care about each other like the way we should. Like, the only reason why I say that, about last year or year before that, it was about 590-something murders in Chicago. Ain't nobody do nothing about it. And then, but whenever a white person kills a young Black man, then that's when everybody want to make a big fuss about it. Like, we don't care about ourselves. Like, I think y'all sending the message, like, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? For us to kill each other, just don't let white people do it. You know what I mean? And I think like that's a little, like a messed up image that's being put out there, and it's been put out there for years. You know what I mean? So like, and then I think like another thing too, like these projects that we grow up in, like everybody really is a product of their environment. You know what I mean? Like if I grew up somewhere and I see everybody else doing something. I mean, I know it's wrong, but everybody else doing this, I'm going to think it's right. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't grow up like this. You know what I mean? Like, I seen somebody. You know what I mean? That's how it always is. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't just, like, just grow up one day and be like, oh, I'm going to just start doing, I'm going to start selling drugs. Or I'm going to join a gang. I see no people like older than me doing it.
Right.
I mean, some like parents, older brothers.
So how do you think, you know what I mean? How do you think that you, well, because I'm here, first of all, I want you to tell everybody where you're from. What state are you in?
Well, I'm in Pittsburgh, but I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. So first of all, we're here and you're there. So I'm trying to be your example. As you notice, he called me Mama Bubbles.
Right.
I'm trying to be your example, but I can't be where you are. So what can you do to help me in your state, being that you are one of my little homeboys and we're trying to make a change in these neighborhoods? What could you do? So I'm going to let you marinate and think on that. And then next week, maybe when you call in, you'll have an answer for me. Can you do that? Because we're trying to figure out what we could do as a whole, because we're not just working in the state of California. I want to reach you where you're at. I want to meet the guys in New York where they're at. I want to reach out to the boulevards in Atlanta. I mean, I want to reach out to everybody. So you marinate on what you think that you could do, and then we'll try to figure out what we could do to help you, even if we have to come to where you are.
Do you have any children of your own?
Yes. I have two little girls, and I'm about to have another baby in July.
What are the ages of the girls?
3 and 7 months.
3 and 7 months. Okay. Okay, that sounds good. So, therefore, you're stepping up to the plate as, number one, you're being a father, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Of
okay,
course.
Most definitely, because our girls need their fathers, and I think a lot of times us as women, we are left to raise our children, but us as women, we cannot. You have one coming, you have one that is unborn. I don't know if that's a boy or a girl, but we as women, we're left so many times to raise our children by ourselves. And as a woman, we can never teach our little boys how to be a man. So it starts there. And, you know, we appreciate you keep calling, and we hope to hear you back again. I hope you took what Bubble said. Come up with an answer for us, because we're here to help you, okay?
No, I definitely will.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So that was someone that was very important to me. And it was a blessing to have him call. And I see the call lines are lining up. So waiting for the next caller.
And we also want to say that we're not just talking about at-risk children. You know, you don't have to be at risk. You don't have to be an at-risk youth. You can be doing positive things. We need all youth, not just at-risk youth. So we're here to help all youth, just as well as the at-risk youth.
Okay, caller.
Do we have a caller? Do we have a caller? No.
They're not ready yet.
They're not ready yet, so we do not have a caller. So go ahead. Go ahead, Bubbles. What were you saying? Our caller's not ready yet.
You were talking
about... Oh, I was just kind of talking about, you know, we're here to help all youth, not just the at-risk children. So we're not discriminating, you know. This is no color lines here. Everybody from all communities. So,
caller?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who am I talking to?
This is Jersey.
Hi, Jersey, how are you?
Hi, Mama Bubbles, how you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
Welcome, okay. Jersey, this is Spring.
How you doing, Spring?
I'm doing fine, thanks for calling.
So, Jersey, tonight we're doing just an introduction, and Spring and I want to know, what could we do to help you guys change your lives? What could we do? What could we do to prevent some of the gang activity or some of the things that are going on? And you being a young mother and also affiliated, maybe you could talk to us about the things you've gone through. What could we do to help prevent young ladies from going through some of the things you went through? I myself am not a mother, but Spring is.
Mother of three.
So maybe she could work on that. She's also been through what you've gone through and much more. I'm not going to tell her story, but what could she do to help someone like you?
Well, first of all, I mean, like, if the community could come together and put more activities for the youth, you know, I think that would prevent a lot of things. And, you know, just, like, have, like, more, like, team things and have, like, a person to be in charge of, like, to go, like, to movies for them and, like, to plan trips and stuff. And then, like, have somebody come to the schools and support them and talk to them and give them more options to do things.
Okay. Jersey, how old are your children?
I have a 14-year-old. I have a 13-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 1-year-old, and I have a 12-year-old.
And you have a 12-year-old. Boys and girls?
Yes. Yes, I have 4 boys and two girls.
Jersey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jersey.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, you know, I wanted to, you know, just assume.
Yeah, I'm calling from Jersey.
Just assume, yes. You know.
Yes.
So what are your kids currently involved in? Are you getting your kids actively involved in the community in any type of activities?
Oh, yes. My kids are all in the community. They go to, like, they have a Boys and Girls Club out here, and they all go to them. You know, as soon as they leave school, the bus comes from the school, and it drops them off there. They have a lot of activities, and it really helps the community. You know, and I'm a very proud mother to have them in there because, you know, if I didn't, then they will, you know, the other option is the street.
You're absolutely right.
We're losing our youth in the street.
Right.
You know?
Right. And it's not just gang violence, you know, it's bullying. It's all kinds of things.
Exactly.
It's not just gang violence, you know, it's the bullying, it's the drugs, it's the prostitution, all those things. It's everything. And I want to commend you for what you said that you're doing, that you have your children involved in the Boys and Girls Club. I have my kids in the Boys and Girls Club as well. I have them in the Boys and Girls Club. I have them in music. I have them in all types of things. And you have to go ahead and keep your kids involved and be an example to what they see. And you have to learn. You have to teach your children to guard their minds. That's something that we heard yesterday. You have to have your children to guard their minds and monitor what they're watching and listening to on television and in this music.
Okay, Jersey, we're going to get ready for another call, but what I want you to do is marinate on the things that you said on the radio. I want you, in your community, you're in New Jersey, like I just told to him, we're in California. So it's not like Spring could reach there. It's not like my hand could reach there. But you could reach there because you're in your community. So what I want you to do during the week is look around at the kids that are in your eyesight. When you take your kids to school, give a helping hand to them. You know, be kind to them. Let them see your light shine. Step up and be a parent because so many of those children don't have parents. So many of those children aren't involved in their parents' life or the parents aren't involved in their life, and that's why they're running amok and running rapid. So I want you to think about that, and next week you could call in and give us an update on what happened, and at the same time you could call again and let us know what we could do
to help you as
well. To help you guys as well. So thanks for calling, Jersey. Love you.
All right, Mama Bubbas, I love you.
Much love to you.
Okay, so we're waiting for our next caller. And Jersey was pretty cool.
She was pretty cool. she really was. And Toon was as well. So as we were saying, this is an introduction, and we're just here to let you guys know what Sisters Working Against Gang Violence is all about. And once again, it's not just gang violence. It's everything. It's bullying. It's dope dealing. It's prostitution. It's all those things. And we do understand a lot of times parents are not at home, not because they don't care, but a lot of times they have to be out there. They have to be working. They're working 7 to 7 to keep a roof over those children's house, keep a roof over those children's heads. So therefore, it is very hard for mothers and fathers as well.
Okay, next caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys this evening?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
What is your name?
Tig.
What is your name?
Tig.
Tig. Welcome, Tig. This is Spring and Bubbles. I'm sure you know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Tig. How are you?
I'm okay.
Where are you calling from, Tig?
I am calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay.
But that goes to show we're touching lives all over the place. So, Tig, you kind of heard a little bit of the conversation, I hope. What do you think,
no,
Tig?
I heard nothing but music.
Oh, okay. Well.
So you're not watching us live, I assume.
I was called in, and I'm thinking I was going to hear while I was calling, and I was just hearing a whole bunch of music.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I'm glad that you got through. That's what's important.
So what we're talking about, Tig, today is we're just basically giving an introduction as to what Sisters Working Against Gang Violence, what we do. And we're asking for opinions and we're asking for ideas of what do you think? Like you just said, you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and Jersey was in Jersey and
Tune
was...
I don't know what
Tune
was.
Pittsburgh.
But, oh,
yeah,
see?
She
Pittsburgh.
Knows she,
see?
And that's worldwide. My grandbaby's daddy, so I should have knew that. But so what we're asking is, and Tig is a young mother. So, Tig, what do you think that we could do to help young girls change their lifestyles? I know, and I must add this, that I know a lot of young women... And women your age, because I went through it too, and that's why I'm so persistent on trying to make a change, is because good girls like bad boys.
All the time.
I'm not going to say that it could be different, because sometimes good boys like bad girls. So what do you think we could do to make maybe change? I know a lot of young ladies have low self-esteem. I know I was one of them, but then I got kind of buck wild and it didn't make a difference if they liked me or not. But what do you think that we could do?
To uplift.
To uplift, exactly. To uplift young ladies.
I really think it should start with, like, mentoring. Like, you know, some young ladies just need to vent. Or, you know, some they go through a lot in their households. You know, everybody may not know that. You know, some people might have low self-esteem for certain reasons. You might have people in the house calling them ugly or you're fat, you're never going to be worth anything. And, you know, sometimes females just need to vent, you know, and if they have like a mentor or something, you can maybe start a mentoring program or, you know, you can start something like a pen pal program where, you know, they can write each other in different, all over different states, you know, to similar young females around the world, like going through the same thing. Right. They can share their stories with each other by, you know, writing each other back and forth or, you know, something like that. Or that's maybe good, you can do like...
That's a good idea.
It is.
That's a really good idea.
Like...
But yeah. I know I went through that as a child, you know, me had being raped twice. It was just like I felt like I could never amount to anything. Like, I don't understand why people do this to me. And, you know, it kind of made me lose my mind mentally. And instead of having someone to talk to, it was like I resorted to violence. Because I didn't know how to just talk. I couldn't just sit there and be like, well, this is what it is. I'm hurt because of this. instead of doing that, I resorted to violence, and that's what most people do. Instead of addressing the issue and the pain that is there, they resort to violence, thinking it's going to ease the pain when it doesn't do anything.
Right, right. And that's a lot, and that's a good way. That's how we hide. We hide behind that because we're hurting inside ourselves. So, you know, it's real easy to kind of hide behind that. Oh, we're tough. We're this. We're that. But deeply, we're hurt. We're you know, it's a terrible thing to have to go through. And I understand that. That has happened to me on occasion and more than one occasion. And it's so hard to come back from that. You know, sometimes you struggle. You know, mm-hmm. I'm 46 years old, and sometimes I still struggle, you know. So what you're saying, I really like the idea you're saying, the pen pal, the writing and stuff. And you don't necessarily have to put your names out there. You can be anonymous, right. You know. That's uplifting. Teach a young girl how to be a lady. Show them etiquette. Take them different places. You know, I'm really big on our community is our community. But sometimes we have to get out of our community to experience other things, to see other things, that there's a whole nother world out there. Bubbles, okay, are you going to say something?
We have other callers, but I think this right here is kind of important. And I do want to say before we let Tig hang up that, first of all, Tig, I commend you, baby, for saying that on air. And it's kind of making me emotional because this is one of my babies we're talking to. I mean, not only that, we went to a conference yesterday. And everybody from my organization, all three of us, went through the same thing that you're talking about.
Yes.
So I thank God that you called in, and I thank God that I prayed before we came here to help us to help girls like you. So I want you, I commend you for saying that. I commend you for being strong. I commend you for being the good mother you are and for sharing your experience. I also want you to look for other girls that you see going through what you're going through. And I also want you to continue to be the person that you are. And I want you to know that you're a very strong young lady. And I want you to know that if don't nobody else love you, that I do. And like we I do. Told the other callers, it's not like we could reach out where you are. But this week, I want you to think about young ladies like that. And if you see somebody that's having a hard time, it's your job. Or if you see one of your little homegirls, because like they said, we're not just talking to gang members, but this is SWAG. And we do deal with gang members. And some of these people that are calling in, they may not sound like gang members, but they're active gang members. So I want you to know that it's your job as a big homegirl. You're not that old, but to little young ladies up under you, you are. It's your place to break them chains. I don't know if you heard the record that was playing when we first came on, but there's power in the name of Jesus. And I know you're a praying child. So I want everything that you went through, don't look at it as a bad experience. Just look at it as a stepping stool. And that is what you're going to step on, and that is how you're going to rise. I want you to take care of your little homegirls. I want you to reach out to them. And all the ideas you gave me, we're going to write them down. And I guarantee you, I promise, we will be in Atlanta. And I'm depending on God, and I'm having faith in him that everybody that we reach out and we touch to on this radio line, you guys will see us personally. So I love you, and I'm going to go to the next caller, and I will be talking
strong.
To you later on.
Okay, I love you, too. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye. Well, we'd like to sit here and welcome LS.
Hello.
Hello, LS.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you?
I'm okay. I went to the gym, worked out, came home, was drinking some hot tea and spilled it on me.
Okay.
So I kind of got like burns and stuff. Not too bad, but well, overall, I'm blessed. I'm here.
And
I'm alive.
And that's what counts.
I made it in one piece. And I'm mad because I didn't know we was wearing all black.
Well, if you had a call and if you were on time,
Bubbles,
all the time.
I was with you last night.
Look,
you called
we
me.
We are
earlier.
Not going to fight on the radio,
you
but now y'all
not.
Know this is how we act.
This is why I'm act. Part of this. No, I'm just letting you know this is why I'm under you guys because you guys make sure that
time.
I'm on the right. Just like how you was telling her to look at her little homegirls, that's what you was doing to me. That's what
right. But you know what? You're not in black. But you still look good, and you're here.
Swag,
and you have swag. That's all. Okay. And this is how we talk, callers.
And I wash.
We argue, we fuss, we fight, but we love each other, and that's what matters.
Next caller.
Next caller. Next caller.
Caller.
Yes.
Who am I speaking
to?
We're
fine. Good. And yourself? How you doing?
Welcome.
I'm doing very good. My name is Marv Deuce.
Hi, Mob Deuce. Is this big sexy?
Yeah. How you doing, Mom Bubbles?
Hi, how are you? So,
did you
hear anything about what we were talking about? Are you online watching this? Or are you just an online caller?
I'm just now calling. I was watching a little bit, but
okay. So you know what we're talking about. So
yes.
Can you tell them where you at?
Yes, definitely in VA. In Virginia, bad news.
Oh, are you in Baltimore?
No,
you're in Virginia. Never mind. I'm thinking about Baltimore. I don't know why.
She was late. Don't pay her no attention.
I know.
He's so funny.
So, Mob Deuce is... Tell him your real name.
My real name is Marcus.
His name is Marcus. Marcus is, like you said, he's from VA. He's one of the... Bad news boys, but Marcus is, I would say he's a success story.
So let's hear your success story, Marcus.
I mean, I grew up, I started game bang when I was 13, a lot of trouble, a lot of nonsense going on, a lot of stuff going on in my life. And I'm 25 now. When I was 23, when I was 18, I got shot when I was 18. It put me like in a real critical spot. Gang banging, gang violence came back and caught up on me when I was 18. I almost died, but God gave me a chance. So I definitely recognized it. You know, when I was 23, I went to Job Corps. Went up there. I got my high school diploma, and I got my trade in business administration. And then I came home, tried to be on the right path still, and then I went to college on the Everest. Right now, it's crazy out here because there's a lot of young kids like myself and younger than me that's trying to do the right thing, but don't nobody want to step up. And when we come to them, and try to tell them to do the right thing, they still point the finger back because of what we done or will be a part of now. But at the end of the day, I don't mean that. We got to give up on them still. So, my story is like a lot of people's stories. I've been through the street violence, gangbanging and everything, trying to get it on the right path. So, I'm still fighting every day. I still got demons every day I'm fighting. But I know at the end of the day, if I put all my trust in God, I know that at the end of the day, He's going to look out for me and make sure everybody around me, all my homies, it's going to be all right, too.
Amen.
And I thank you for telling your story. Is someone else there with you that's going to take your phone, or are they going to call in later? Or
I believe they're going to call in later. Right now, I'm not even around the homies right now. I'm actually away.
Okay. I want to thank you for calling, but... I don't want you to ever think that there's nobody that will reach out to help you guys because I've known you guys for like over a year. There's not much that I could do from where I am, but I'll tell you, like I told Tig and all the rest of them, nobody helped you guys. it's now time for you to step up to the plate to them younger kids that feel the same way that you do. So at the age maybe 9 to the time you went to Job Corps, you felt like there was nobody there for you. And I understand that hurt and I understand that pain. But now there's a child that feels the same way you do. And until I get there, it's your obligation
to help
me and Spring and LS out and take control and break those chains. Think you could do that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling.
And continue on calling and listening as well.
Oh. All right. I appreciate y'all. You have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Well,
I think we go to the next caller. Yes. So, LS, it's nice to see you.
Please don't put me on blast today. Not today. I look cute today.
Okay, next caller.
Hello. Caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Greetings.
You sound like you're from outer space or something.
Who's calling?
It's Montana Rojo.
Hi, Rojo. How are you?
How you doing, Mama Blood?
Fine.
Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
We appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
So what's on your mind? This is Spring.
Yeah, I was watching a video which I had to talk about the youth and the background of how we ain't had nobody coming up. I mean, I come from the same background. I come from a single mother home with no pops. So I ain't had nobody to talk to or nothing like that. So the only thing I looked to was towards the streets. I ain't had no opportunity to make success and none of that. So
what are you doing? What are you doing now to turn your life around? What are you out there doing now?
I mean, I'm still active, not to lie to y'all.
Okay, keep it 100. That's what you're supposed to do.
At the end of the day, I press my brothers and sisters, like my little homies, my little bros, or whatever y'all want to call them. You feel me? A lot of them I press when we go to school. Like, a lot of my little homies that graduated got jobs, stuff I ain't do. So I press them to do better because I don't want them in the same position as me. Yeah, I got like 10 criminal different records, all that. Like, won't nobody hire that.
Okay.
And then, you know, I'm tatted up from head to toe, face tats and all. Like,
okay.
We all make wrong decisions. We just got to use our mind and make better decisions.
Right.
That's just the youth. Our youth is dying slow. We're killing each other if you look at it. Like, we need to put point and gun at each other and help each other. I'd rather give you a book than give you a bullet.
Exactly. That right there is strong. That's very strong. One thing I did hear that you said, even though you are still active, what I want to piggyback on is that you're still active, but you said that you have brothers, you have homeboys that you see, and you're trying to steer them the right way, you know. So even though you are still active, it's a good thing, and you continue on talking to your little homeboys, your brothers, your sisters, the women as well, and let them know this is not the life that you want to live. And even though you're still active, I don't know how old you are, but it's never too late. It's never too late. Look at Bubbles. You know her. You know.
Yeah, facts. What I pinpoint on that is, all right, a lot of people consider us as a gang. Me and my people, we consider ourselves as La Familia. We're family.
Family.
So we all we got. Like, far as the streets, the big homies on the West, they put it in for us. They did all the gameplay. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I done did it too, but now it's time to do entrepreneurs. Let's get business. Let's do this. Let's provide for our community. There's no disrespect to the Caucasians or the government system. They're not gonna help us with criminal backgrounds. They just want us to recycle going to jail and wear their stripes and get paid off of. They're not gonna pay us. So if they ain't gonna pay us, who gonna pay us to get a job and give us an opportunity? We gotta do that for our own people.
If I must say, I come from a world that's what I used to think too. But that is, we're not going to debate it, but I think if you apply yourself, not you, anyone, I mean, there's more to looks than what your eyes could see, is what I'm trying to say. Is sometimes we're so stuck in that kind of mentality that we can't move forward, that we're keeping ourselves stuck. So I know you, and I know from hearing this conversation, what I get out of it is you're pushing your brothers and sisters, you're pushing your homies to move forward because you see something in them. So I have other callers, but what I want you to do for this week is
look within what
you see, exactly.
Look,
what you see in them
is in
seeing yourself, because you're definitely not a follower. You are leader material. So maybe if your homeboys with all the tattoos and stuff see you doing something, they'll follow your lead, as opposed to just following your lead on the street or rolling up a blunt or whatever, however y'all do. I know what I was doing. But
can I say
I know what I was doing. But you can get... you.
Oh, no, I was just... Get out of that. You can't do such and such such because of where you come from. Don't let where you come from define where you want to go.
Exactly.
And who said you had to work for somebody? Start your own business. We were just talking about that at Gang Talk yesterday.
At the conference.
Start your own business. Cleaning business. What else? Whatever type of business. Whatever you think you're good at.
What did the lady say? How to legalize your hustle.
That part.
So we'll talk about
that part.
I'll reach out to you a little bit later.
And we believe in yourself.
Exactly. Believe in yourself.
We have another caller on the phone, but it looks like all the girls want to holler at you, boy. Like, I want his number.
Not like that, because I have a lot to say, but we got only limited time. Don't play with me,
but I think she wants your number.
I'm not.
Yeah, We can get after the party. I ain't
going to
hold y'all up.
Okay, we got another calling. Thank you.
Continue on calling and listening and supporting.
All right. So, yeah, you look cute today. Yeah.
So, LS.
That's why you was late.
No.
Okay, LS. So
traffic.
You was stopping traffic.
Yes, LS, ma'am. Tell us something about yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
Gotta be quick before my next call.
I don't know.
Next caller.
See? When you sleep, you miss out.
I sleep. Hello. I'm wide awake.
Hello, next caller.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Hello.
I'm all right. I just want to give you guys a shout out. Congratulations on swag and everything.
Can I ask who's speaking?
This is Corey Mitchell.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Wait, say that again.
How are you doing? I'm fine. Mitchell. What's on your mind, Mr. Mitchell?
Calling, just like I said, just giving you guys props for your little organization and whatnot, and getting it off the ground, and just keep going, you know, because we need this. We need this for the kids. We need this for everybody. You know?
I hear kitties in the background. Are there kitties in the background?
Do you know somebody here?
They are. There's kids.
And
in
I
the
hear
background.
The kids. Let the cheer and talk.
Do you know somebody? Do you know somebody on this panel?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I just was asking.
Spring, how you doing?
Oh, well, hello. How are you?
I love you.
Okay. So is there children, do I hear in the background?
Yeah, there's your baby.
That's the future children of swag. Okay.
Say hello. Go say hello to mom. Hey, come on.
Hello.
You guys are on the radio.
You guys are on the radio with me and Bubbles and LS. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Those are the future of swag.
Yes, it is. And like I said, just once again, congratulations. And much success to you guys. Much success.
And thank you.
Keep it going.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Ellis, you're back on the line.
Ellis, you're back on the line. So tell us a little something about you.
We're
going to
keep messing with Ellis because Ellis was late.
So Ellis, tell us a little something about you.
Tell us who you were and who you are today.
Goodness, LS stands for Lady Slick, you know, off that West Adams district.
Okay, that's, we don't. Okay.
I'm your little baby.
Okay.
I'm a young lady. My government name is Flora.
Okay.
Hello. How you doing? You know, but right now, I used to be active. Used to be in the streets, acting a fool. You name it, I probably done did it.
Okay.
Been through it, seen it, heard about it, whatever. But right now, I'm Flora, focused on my future. I went back to school, working on my paralegal license. And my real estate license. So anyone looking for some property, be on the lookout for your girl.
Caller.
Okay.
Next caller, please. Hello.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on? Welcome.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Yo, this is J-Dub. I'm representing the racist state of Pennsylvania.
Welcome, J-Dub.
All right. I just wanted to say I respect what y'all are doing, but I think a lot of what the youth is missing, I know at least around the neighborhoods around here, they shut down the boys' clubs. You know, we got to deal with police harassment because a lot of the police ain't grow up in the neighborhoods we grew up in. So the alternative is nothing but gangs, because if you ain't getting the love at home, where else are you going to go?
Right. So where do you stay at again? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
You can just look up the news and see what's going on out here.
Okay. So you're saying that there's no Boys and Girls Club out there?
There's no opportunities out here. You got to go through, a racist white man telling you that you can't get a job because of your background and everything that you went through, your blood, sweat, and tears don't even count. It don't. Okay. So when you're frustrated and you don't have no other outlet, you're going to take the only outlet that you think fits.
So I thank you for telling us that, and that's a city that we really need to
stay focused on.
But in the meantime, as a soldier, you yourself, I for one, I commend you for calling. For two, I think that maybe it's time that brothers like you step up to the plate, because it takes a hood to save a hood. That's what I think.
You guys
have to learn how to create your job. If it's not a Boys and Girls Club, maybe it's time that instead of all the homies chipping in to get blunts, y'all chip in and get a building and turn it into. I thank God for a brother named Skip Townsend. I must say, I don't have to say his name. This is my first show, but Skip opened up the door for me. I done a whole lot, but this was a brother that he may have talked about me behind my back, but he never left me for dead.
That's
and he
right.
opened up the door and paved the way for me, and it wasn't nothing that I didn't ask for that he and one of my homeboys, Big Monster, didn't give me. They probably got tired of me. And you might have a Bubbles in your town that you get tired of, and it might just be one of them little kids, but the person that you reach out to that you see doing the worst, to me, those are the ones I always go after, are the bad seeds. So,
because all they're looking for is somebody to pay attention.
Pay attention to them.
Just pay attention. Give them a little time.
I showed out because people called me crazy. They called me crazy, so I start acting crazy. But now I try to do things a little bit differently. I'm still a work in progress.
We all are.
I said that to say that since your conditions are the way they are, maybe it's time that you guys start stepping up to the plate and talking to councilmen or picketing some
courts. Can I elaborate on that a little bit more so y'all can kind of understand? I ain't gonna say no affiliations on no phone, but I'm just saying, you know, my brother's doing 20 years right now. He just got sentenced. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe a couple months ago.
Sorry.
And all it was a little confrontation where, you know what I mean, somebody got a laceration across their face. You know what I mean? Now, in any other state or any other state or any other city, he wouldn't have got the amount of time he got. You understand what I'm saying? So the
absolutely
racial politics
right
play a lot in the sentencing of black males where I'm at.
You are absolutely right there.
So your point is you're living in a city of prejudice, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And movements and you know, us coming together is not something that really happens where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? The successful Negroes look down on the ones that ain't. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know.
If I may ask you, how did you hear about calling into the show? Was it through?
You know, there's a good brother in Virginia. You know what I'm saying? That's a little
infrared.
Okay.
That's mama precious little baby boy. But what I said that to say, I do want to continue this talk with you. We have a couple of other lines. I don't know what state we going to be in, but I definitely know that Virginia is one of them. So I want to talk to you offline and maybe have you again as another guest for that to be a topic that we talk about all the way through. So is infrared in your presence?
Nah, it's my big brother. I'm leave it at
okay
that.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess he don't want to call the radio and talk to his mama. So I'm going to bust him out anyway. He made
you
it happen. But thank
out,
you. We have to get to the next calling. Thank you for calling.
No doubt.
That was pretty good. And I think a lot of those kids feel the same way about the prejudice. And like there's basically no hope. But I see light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly.
Next caller. Caller. Hello. Caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, how everybody doing? This is Sister Soldier. How you doing, my bubble?
Hi, Sister Soldier. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I don't know if you've seen on web. Are you seeing or are you just calling in?
I mean, I'm just now, I've been trying to call in for a while, actually. I kept hanging up, but.
Well, we appreciate
to actually get through.
Well, we appreciate that you kept it going and you got through.
So I don't know if you heard any of the conversation we've been talking about, and we don't have that much longer, but real quickly, I'd like your opinion on, we've been talking about ideas and things that we could, ways we could change the way young girls are growing up, the way youngsters are growing up, period, and the societies that they're living in. So this is just an introduction today about who we are and what our organization does. But do you have any ideas or opinions of what we could do to make a better way for our youth?
I mean, I feel like we need more leadership. I feel like as a generation, especially the young generation, the ones under us, I feel like we have a lack of knowledge. Some of the things that the society think is okay, it's not okay at all. Like, I just feel like we need more leadership, period.
So basically what I'm getting is you're saying people your age and your age bracket are younger, you're being ignored. And you need someone to educate you. And maybe, I think, I don't know if you could input Spring, maybe school isn't enough, because once you get to the schoolhouse and you already got a gangbanger mentality, it's like, can't nobody tell me nothing. You feel me? So I agree. It's up to your big homies to school you.
As well as it's up to you to want
to
get out there
decision.
And make that decision too.
So it's like you exactly. could.
Because it all starts with what we think. It all starts with you. You know, school's not for everybody.
You know, right, and then you're saying that it starts with you as a person, but the callers might be like in their 20s or 30s. What do you say to a child that is your kid's age that don't know no better? They just living and looking at, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on in the street?
At the same time, too. No disrespect. It's not always the my generation too. The older generation have fault as well.
Oh, uh-huh. Most definitely.
Well, I know I was dumb till I was like 47. That was 3 years ago.
Always learning.
You know, I tell myself, boo boo.
Like,
I feel like it's a generational curse,
though. You know what I'm saying? It's a generational curse that needs to be broken.
Yes.
Right. So what do they used to call it, hereditary curses? If we come together as a whole, as a unity,
it's not really, yeah, the black community be going through a lot, definitely. But at the same time, it's not even, it's not a race war. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's no color or no pain, it's no color or no freedom or nothing like that.
And I
don't mean to bring any religion or anything like that. That's why I'm a firm believer of Jesus Christ, because everybody can come at one common ground.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, Soldier. Unfortunately, you kept hanging up. And we got two callers for only 3 minutes left, like a minute left, right?
So call us back so we can continue this conversation.
She's definitely going to call back.
No problem.
We got to get the churches and the communities involved.
That's where we have to start, is the
churches and the communities.
Congratulations, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Do the same. Hello. Okay.
LS.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Nothing bad. Well, she's always on the defensive.
No, because I have a lot to say, and I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to say it and how I'm going to say it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling in to congratulate you guys.
Thank you. Who is this?
Girl Bubbles.
Who is this?
This is Sandra Snoopy.
Hi, Snoopy. I was just talking about you, Snoopy.
Snoopy,
you haven't seen me in a long time. This is Spring.
I was like, oh my God, that's Spring.
I just was talking about you. Hello. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Snoopy. You called on our last minute.
So
you called in on our last 1 minute. So we're going to have you in the studio the next time so we can hear what you got to say.
Definitely.
Like next week, Snoopy.
Next week. Okay, I'll call you for next week's show.
All right, Snoopy.
We got one more last caller. Oh, now everybody want to call.
I just want to give you a shout out. Hold on 1 second.
Hi, Bubbles.
Hi, poor boy.
Snap.
There go LS.
Po BZ.
Thank you guys for calling in. I think we have time for one more
caller.
Okay. I love you, poor boy. Thank you for calling. Okay, so I guess we talked. How are we going to close out? Is it time to close out? I think we have time for
one more caller.
One more caller.
Hi. This is Vicky calling.
Hi, Miss Vicky Lindsay. This is the mama that paved the way for all of us. Vicky Lindsay from Cry No More. And actually, when I was knocking at death's door, she came to the hood looking for me.
Well, love you, mama Vicky. And I know time is short. All I'm doing is calling in to say you guys have a wonderful show. I am so proud of you, and I will be pushing this show, you know, my Facebook, of course, and every place else, because you guys are doing a wonderful job. Just congratulations, and I'll get with you guys next week.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We love you. Then. Much love to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wrapping it up.
Let's just say what she has to say since she was less and she didn't get a chance.
Well, now it's all gone now. I was just thinking about being late, but just I'm looking forward to keep pushing forward.
Well, I want to thank everybody for calling in. Make sure you tune in next week And we shall see you next week. Much love to you. Swag talk.
Swag.
Okay.
Sweet Zaggy.
Good night.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.